Now that I can recognize the three basic perspectives, I, we, and it, I see them as baby steps. Can you help me understand what are the next steps in carrying this recognition of perspectives forward?
Well, it's true that they are kind of like baby steps. And part of what we have to, I think, remember is that when we talk about perspectives like I and we and you and it and so on, and again, there are, you know, really dozens if you look at it. You can subdivide them in terms of first person, subjective, objective, possessive, singular, plural, and so on. But we really try to focus on some of the very most important, and those are indeed, you know, the four quadrants or just the big three. But there's even a difference between that and being able to self-reflexively be aware of them. And so that self-reflexive awareness of the existence of these perspectives is a very, very late accomplishment, even in humankind's development. So how to carry it forward is just the same, is almost the same as saying, how can I just carry my own development forward? And so everybody sort of, I think, has a general understanding of their own psychograph. They probably feel that cognitively they're doing pretty good here, and interpersonally maybe they could do better over here, and musically maybe they have no talent at all, or kinesthetically they could be better, and so on. But cognitively is always the one that you have to push forward, just because it's the one that holds space. Cognitive, again, doesn't mean linear logic and all of that. Cognitive really means capacity to take perspectives and to expand awareness into new dimensions. And so cognitive is very, very close to consciousness in the more accurate way to use that. And the way to push that forward is just to engage in some form of integral transformative practice. Now, you don't have to do integral transformative practice. Life itself will tend to beat you about the head enough that it's its own practice. But if you decide you want to try to accelerate growth, then at least as far as the evidence we have, it's pretty clear that some type of integral transformative practice is the best practice you can do. And at the very least, it would include something like meditation. And meditation is the only technique for which we have numerous studies showing that it accelerates vertical development. And again, it's not to say that other things don't. It's just we don't have any evidence that it does. And in many of the ones that we've tried to get evidence on, psychoanalysis and yoga, for example, physical yoga, that is, show that there's not that much change. Now, it's not to say those things are bad. They do an awful lot of good. But vertical transformation is a difficult thing to do, not impossible. So meditation is certainly one, and I think the reason that meditation is so effective in helping people vertically transform is that, again, it basically, when you look at your interior eye, you're transcending it. You're turning it into a me or a mine, and therefore the subject of one level is becoming an object of the subject of the next. And that vertical growth is what's so important, because it also means you're actually able to take more perspectives, increasingly take even a fourth person or a fifth person perspective. And that means that a fourth person perspective means that you can imagine what's going on in the mind of a fourth person as they're describing what they understand of three other people. And so that's a very high cognitive achievement. It actually starts to swing into play right around the first post-formal stages. And with vision logic, you can actually take a fifth-person perspective. And it just sort of comes naturally. You just sort of have it's an expanding of awareness so that you actually feel more and more interiors as you're growing. And you don't have to be able to articulate it. And again, it's not necessarily logical or abstract. But sooner and increasingly, you can feel other sentient beings from within. You can actually feel what it is like to be on their insides. It doesn't mean you're reading their minds or anything, just that there's that touch or that knowing that comes ultimately from there being one self and one knower. In culture at large, of course, it's harder because that just lumbers along with its own center of gravity. And there, though, it's just whatever growth you have, you extend to in many ways you can. It might be just with your family or just with your wife or just with your husband or just with your son or daughter or your friend. If you're working in an educational system, you push against that. It's a long, slow process, but the amazing thing is if we look back over 10,000 years, it's astonishing just how much that center of gravity has changed. It's really quite encouraging, actually.